This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Republican Governor Scott Walker confirmed yesterday what he's hinted all year. He's running for a third term next November. What remains unclear is who will be running against him. Several Democrats have launched campaigns for governor, but as Sean Johnson found out, they have some work to do introducing themselves to voters.
Voters will go to the polls a year from today to pick Wisconsin's next governor. But in downtown Madison over the weekend, people willing to talk about the race still don't know much about the growing Democratic field. Most don't know how many candidates are running.
I know two for sure, probably three.
People struggle to name them all.
I'm familiar with Beinhout and one other one that doesn't come to my name right now.
And some names get mispronounced, like Tony Evers.
I think Tony Evers is going to be a good guy. I'm keeping an eye on him.
And Dana Walks.
The assemblyman is running from Western Wisconsin. Mokes or something like that?
It's Walks.
Walks, okay.
And another candidate, Matt Flynn, gets mistaken for someone else.
Yes. Familiar, but I don't know why.
It's because of the football player.
Oh. Dang it.
She's talking about Matt Flynn, the former backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. That was Nancy Brace, Glenn Menzia, Carol Morley, Doug Kratch, and Kelly O'Connor. People who watch governor's races around the country for a living say Wisconsin's big Democratic field is not that unusual this election cycle. Jennifer Duffy is a senior editor with the Cook Political Report.
It looks a lot like fields I'm seeing in a number of states.
At least six Democrats have already announced they're running for governor in Wisconsin. State Superintendent Tony Evers, former state party chair Matt Flynn, businessman Andy Gronick, activist Mike McCabe, State Senator Kathleen Beinhout, and State Representative Dana Walks. The Cook Report's Duffy says Walker runs a very good campaign, but she says third terms are not easily come by, and the Democratic Party is fired up.
It's very unusual to see sort of the emotion and the intensity that always accompanies a presidential election to be still in full force a year out. A year away from that, and that's sort of where Democrats are right now.
Duffy says she'd be surprised if Wisconsin's Democratic field stays this big, but all signs now point to the field getting larger. Madison Mayor Paul Soglin says he's given a lot of thought to running for governor.
And I'm definitely leaning towards candidacy for governor.
Soglin says an announcement could come in January. And former Madison State Representative Kelda Roy says she's also considering running.
Politically, there's still a lot of time.
But Roy says if a consensus choice for Democrats begins to emerge by early next year, she'd consider supporting them instead. Back on the streets of Madison, there are diverging views on what the big Democratic field means for the party's chances in 2018. Walker supporter Glenn Menzia of Sussex thinks it won't help them.
Some would call it enthusiasm. Others would call it just a bunch of people wanting to see if they can run for governor. And that's what I would call it.
Carol Morley of Neenah wants anybody but Walker. She's worried the Democratic field is too big and too unknown.
Well, since we're a year out, they should be well known. So that makes me worry a little bit about the fact that maybe the Democratic Party is not out there educating voters.
But progressive voter Doug Kratch of Madison says he's not concerned about the size of the field.
I think it's okay. I think it means to me that there's a lot of people think that Walker can be beat. I'd be more worried if there were no candidates.
If the candidates who are running now remain in the race, this will be Wisconsin's biggest primary for governor in decades. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.